The views expressed by Dr. Joel Wallach and others on the following live paid program represent opinions of the participants only and do not necessarily represent those of the ZBS Radio Network's staff, management, advertisers, or affiliates. If something is said which you find offensive or with which you disagree, the ZBS Radio Network urges you to call the program in order to help us balance comment. This program is meant to present nutritional information only and is in no way meant to replace the advice of your medical doctor.
And now, the superstar of alternative health and purveyor of medical truth, Dr. Joel Wallach.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome to the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs sitting in today for Dr. Wallach. Thanks for being here, America. This is the show dedicated to helping you understand how to use nutritional supplements for your good health and longevity. I'm a nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I specialize in using nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs. That's because I look at the human body as a healing and regenerating system designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment, day-by-day basis. But, of course, it needs the raw materials to do its work, the raw materials we call nutrition and nutritional supplementation. We're here to help you understand how to use those nutritional supplements, how to use the longevity line of nutritional supplements. 831-685-1080 is your priority line number if you'd like to speak to us today. That's 831-685-1080 or toll-free, 888-379-2552, 888-379-2552. If you've got questions about health, about nutrition, about diet, about prescription drugs, about herbal medicine, or anything that concerns your health and longevity, we're here to help you out. 831-685-1080 or 888-379-2552. Well, thanks for joining us today. It's great to be here with you. I thought we'd start off the program by talking about my favorite organ system, the skin. Those of you who've heard me speak know that I specialize in working with the skin. Everybody wants to have beautiful skin, but what people don't recognize, even though we sometimes give lip service to the fact, is that the skin is an organ of the body, much like the liver or the brain or the heart or any other organ of the body. The skin is an organ of the body, albeit one that's on the outside. And while we're all concerned with the appearance of the skin and with making our skin look beautiful and young, how often do we hear people talking about the health of the skin? If you were to go to a cardiologist or a respiratory therapist or someone who specialized in urology or a doctor who specialized in liver health and he told you, I'm going to make your liver look so beautiful, you would think he was crazy. Do you ever go to the cardiologist to have your heart look beautiful? Of course not. Yet when it comes to working with the skin, how often do we hear about taking care of the health of the skin? Well, the good news is that it's a very simple matter to take care of the health of the tissue we call the skin. Every bit as much as it's simple to take care of any other organ system, every bit as much as all you need to really recognize when it comes to taking care of the health of an organ system is that you need to have it stimulated, you need to have it, in essence, exercised, you need to have it rested appropriately, and you need to have it nourished. The same is true about the skin. Taking care of your skin and making sure your skin is healthy and looks good is really a simple matter. It involves stimulating your skin with appropriate rest and following that up with appropriate nutrition. Now, there's different ways to stimulate the skin. There's different ways to take your skin to the gym. You can use a washcloth to stimulate your skin. You can take a brush and dry brush your skin to stimulate it. If you go to a fancy esthetician or beauty therapist or a salon, you may have them shoot these little tiny magnetic sand glass-like crystals at your skin. It's called microdermabrasion, and this is a wonderful way to stimulate your skin. But the simplest way, the easiest way, the most elegant way to stimulate skin tissue is to use fruit acids, so-called alpha hydroxy acids. You may have heard of them. They've been in the news the last 10 or 15 years. They're small molecular compounds, small molecules that you can put on top of your skin. And just simply putting these on top of your skin can have the same effect as taking the rest of your body to the gym. In other words, you can take your skin to the gym by putting these small molecules on top of your skin. The reason that is because these small molecules are acidic in nature, and they lower the pH. They increase the acid level of the skin, and this in turn stimulates skin tissue. Not only skin tissue, but it also stimulates the fibers underneath the skin to keep your skin tight and youthful looking. That is collagen fibers and elastin fibers. Using alpha hydroxy acids, fruit sugar acids, on top of your skin is the same as taking the rest of your body to the gym. You know, when you lift weights, you get bigger muscles. Well, when you put alpha hydroxy acids on top of your skin, you get thicker, bigger skin, stronger skin, more resilient skin, and you get an increase in those all-important fibers. Now, you don't want to do this on a daily basis, perhaps 3, 4, 5 times a week, the same as going to the gym, because the rest period is when your skin actually recovers, just like the rest period is when your body recovers from going to the gym. So using alpha hydroxy acids, glycolic acid, lactic acid, and you can find these through the Youngevity line of products, or you can find them anywhere pretty much. Using them on a regular basis can have the effect on your skin as taking the rest of your body to the gym. You can now take your skin to the gym, but of course we know it's not only going to the gym that's going to make your muscles big and strong, and it's not only stimulating skin tissue that's going to make your skin thick and strong. You have to follow up your gym program, your exercise program, with good nutrition. When you come home from the gym, you want to make sure you're taking your protein, your B vitamins, your minerals, all of your Youngevity nutritional supplements. Well, after you've topically stimulated your skin, you want to use topical vitamins on your skin. Topical vitamin C, topical vitamin A, topical B vitamins, and topical essential fats. The dual program, the dual components of an exercise program or of a stimulating program involve alpha hydroxy acids to stimulate and turn on tissue growth, followed immediately by topical nutrition. It's a very simple matter, and it's something that you want to do on a regular basis. The upshot, the benefit, is not just beautiful, healthy skin. The upshot is an appearance that's youthful and vigorous as well. So when you take care of the health of your skin, you're really going to end up taking care of the appearance of the skin. So often in our appearance-saturated culture, we're only focusing on the appearance of the body or the appearance of the skin. When you focus on the health of the body and you focus on the health of the skin, you end up with a beautiful body and a beautiful skin as well. And that's why we focus on health so much on this program. Good health is what ultimately leads to a beautiful appearance. That's the message here on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program. I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs. We're going to come back and take your questions and give you some more good health information. So stay tuned. 831-685-1080. 831-685-1080 is your priority line number. 888-379-2552. 888-379-2552. Toll free. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs. You're listening to Dead Doctors Don't Lie on the VBS Radio Network. Don't go away. We're coming back right after this break.
In order to absorb nutrients and digest protein properly, the body needs to have the right pH level of stomach acid. When the pH level isn't acidic enough, you can't absorb nutrients properly, allowing the food you eat to ferment, produce gas, cause belching, and that bloated feeling. Ultimate Enzymes is perfect for those people who have to watch what they eat. Each bottle contains betaine hydrochloride and ox bile, an enzyme complex formulated to support all aspects of digestion, including maintaining proper pH levels. And at $19 a bottle wholesale, you'll properly digest fats, proteins, and nutrients without eating away your hard-earned dough. Balance your stomach pH levels and get rid of excess gas that causes belching and bloating by giving your body what it needs for proper digestive health. Ultimate Enzymes.
To order Ultimate Enzymes, contact your Youngevity distributor today.
The drive is made to the basket, a high arcing shot. Theo Ratliff is going up, the shot is blocked. Here they come now, Theo running the lane, pass goes to Theo Ratliff, going to slam dunk. He blocked the shot on one end and ran the court to slam dunk on the other end. An amazing play by Theo Ratliff.
2001 NBA All-Star and two-time shot-blocking champion Theo Ratliff stays energized with Rebound FX from Youngevity. Rebound FX is more than just another sports drink. With a balance of antioxidants, natural herbs, and important minerals, Rebound FX replaces the soup of minerals and electrolytes you sweat out while working or playing. Whether you're a pro athlete or just trying to keep up with the rat race, Youngevity's Rebound FX will boost your energy and stamina while infusing your system with nutrients. Call your local Youngevity representative and order Rebound FX today, and you'll discover why NBA star Theo Ratliff endorses this product.
Back on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie program. I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs. Thanks so much for being here today. 831-685-1080 is your priority line number. That's 831-685-1080 or 888-379-2552, 888-379-2552. If you'd like to talk to us about health information, about nutritional supplements, about the longevity line of nutritional supplements, about prescriptions, about herbal medicine, about dietary strategies for your good health, or even if you have a success story, especially if you have a success story, we'd love to hear from you. 831-685-1080, 888-379-2552. I'll be sitting in for the next hour or so, as I always am, with my good friend and colleague, sitting in today for Doug Winfrey, Bill Graff. Hey, Billy.
Yeah, the two fill-in guys are...
What would they do without us?
...on the show together today.
What would they do without us?
Well, I don't know.
They'd be lost without us.
Probably. But I do know this. When I was in school, the least favorite part of my day was the cafeteria.
Really?
But yeah, I hated the food.
Where are you from, Bill?
California.
Yeah.
We spent some time in the South Pacific, but the school lunch program in California when I was a kid left a little bit to be desired.
Yeah.
So I would often get the pass and go home for lunch. But it seems like times may be changing, at least in some parts of the country now. For instance, in a place called Lodi, New Jersey,
right,
the cafeteria lunch line at Columbus Elementary School moves quickly as students grab carrots, celery, apples, and oranges. French fries and hamburgers aren't even on the menu.
No hamburgers?
No hamburgers.
Are you serious? Tell me they've got carrot sticks instead of hamburgers.
They have carrot sticks, celery, apples, and oranges. As a matter of fact, one kid, Alan Espino, says he eats carrots and apples every day. He doesn't even notice that the bun holding his all-beef hot dog is whole wheat.
Now, isn't that interesting?
Also, the pizza they serve, they do serve pizza once a week.
Yeah, what kind of pizza?
That's whole wheat crust pizza.
So they're moving towards whole wheat.
Yeah.
That's interesting. You know, I hate to be a bearer of bad news, but whole wheat isn't such great stuff.
I knew you were going to say that. That's why I brought it up.
But still, it shows that we're trending in the right direction, but we really want to caution parents into observing that just because something is whole wheat or just because something is a vegetable doesn't necessarily mean it's all that good for you. For example, wheat is a big problem, and it's especially, I was talking about skin earlier in the program, it's especially a big skin food problem. You know, a lot of skin reactions, a lot of acne-like reactions are really nothing more than wheat allergies and grain allergies. Now, I don't want to freak anybody out into thinking there's nothing they can eat, because certainly vegetables are good for us, but when it comes to vegetables, the kind of vegetables you want to eat are not necessarily carrots. Carrots are good, but they have to be ingested in small quantities. The kind of vegetables that we really want to be eating are the stinky ones.
The cruciferous stuff.
Yeah, broccoli, cauliflower, spinach, kale, cabbage, the ones with sulfur in them that gives a characteristic odor.
Killer Brussels sprouts.
Yeah, carrots are certainly better than Snickers bars and French fries, don't get me wrong. If the only thing you can get your kid to do in terms of vegetables is carrots, great. Carrots are better than a lot of other things. But we don't want to get carried away with thinking that if our kids are eating carrots and apples, then they're doing just fine. In fact, carrots and apples are very high in sugar. And a lot of problems associated with children's behavior are really sugar problems. So, yeah, apples and carrots have their place, and apples and carrots are certainly better than a lot of other foods. But when it comes to vegetables, you want to be making sure that your kids are eating the kind of vegetables that maybe they don't want to necessarily eat.
Right.
And that is, as you said, the cruciferous vegetables, also garlic and shallots and onions, those kinds of things. The ones that are very medicinal are the ones that are the best for us. And when it comes to fruits, you know what the best kind of fruits for us to eat are?
Tomatoes?
Tomatoes are grapefruit, actually. That's good. You knew that they're a fruit.
Sure.
Yeah, tomatoes are good fruit. The best kinds of fruits are the smaller ones, the berries. Those are the best ones, and also the tomato-like fruits and cucumbers also, and peppers, in the sense that they don't have a lot of sugar in them. Try and select fruits that are not super sweet. Fruits like apples and cantaloupes and melons, those
oranges.
Are good. What's that?
Oranges.
Oranges. Those are definitely good, but today they're genetically modified. They're bred to be very, very sweet. And so you want to kind of have those in smaller amounts, not that you want to necessarily avoid them, but you want to have them in smaller amounts. The best part of a fruit is always going to be the peel. So if you're eating the peel, you're going to be much better off. You know, if you have a melon, typically you don't eat the peel. You're eating the cantaloupe or the honeydew. you're eating the middle part, which is really the sugar part. So the bottom line is you want to be extra vigilant when it comes to nutritional strategies. Just because something's a fruit or something's a vegetable or just because it's a whole grain doesn't necessarily mean it's all that good for you. And as always, you have to make sure you're supplementing your diet with a good nutritional supplement program like the one designed by Dr. Wallach and the folks at Youngevity. We'll talk more about that when we come back from break. You're listening to Dead Doctors Don't Lie. I'm Pharmacist Ben with Bill Grass. 831-685-1080 is your priority line number. 888-379-2552 if you'd like to speak to us today. We're coming back with your phone calls and more good health information right after this.
Hello, Judy DeVilbiss here. If I could only afford to get one product out of everything, that product would be the Ultimate Classic. It has the vitamins, the minerals, the bioflavonoids, it even has grapeseed extract. The one product that would give you just about everything under the sun you would need for a perfect nutritional program would be the Ultimate Classic. By the way, people that are on the go, it's very, very hard to take the liquids with them when they go on their trip to get their supplements in every day. Well, you know something? You can use the Ultimate Daily Tablets and the Mineral Capsules. When I'm going on a trip, if I have enough room, I just take the two bottles with me. If not, just use a little baggie and take a couple of daily doses with you. It's very simple. It's very easy. There's no mess, no fuss, no refrigeration. Just take your capsules, take your tablets, and you're finished for the day.
To order these products, call your local Youngevity distributor today.
Hi, it's MZ, chairman of the ZBS Radio Network, with an important message for all of you who care about your health and enjoy listening to the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program. Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio is now available to everybody, everywhere, on demand, courtesy of technology and the internet. Yep, now you and anyone else can listen to the latest Dead Doctors program wherever and whenever you want. All you need to do is register for the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio podcast by getting on the internet and going to doc.ksco.com. That's doc, spelled doc.ksco.com. It's that simple. And don't forget, you can always call the show with your own health questions for Doc any weekday between 12 noon and 1 p.m. Pacific time. Tell everyone you know about the internet web address doc.ksco.com, where you can read show notes and download the daily Dead Doctors Don't Lie podcast on demand or even automatically. Remember the address, doc.ksco.com. Here's to your health and longevity.
If you're interested in Youngevity products, listen up.
You've listened to Dr. Wallach help many people on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie talk radio program. You've also heard dozens of testimonials from people who are so pleased that they have actually recorded commercials. If you are convinced that Doc is onto something and want to try these premium quality products for yourself, we can connect you with that distributor if you simply call our special helpline voicemail at 831-429-2244. That's 831-429-2244. Right now, and leave your name and phone number. We'll see to it that the right person calls you back shortly. Remember the phone number, 831-429-2244. Call now and start to feel better. 831-429-2244. Call our special helpline voicemail. That's 831-429-2244.
Okay, we're back on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie program. I'm Pharmacist Ben Fuchs, sitting in today for Dr. Wallach, along with Bill Graff, taking your calls at 831-685-1080. 831-685-1080, that's your priority line number. Or toll-free, 888-379-2552, 888-379-2552. Before we went to break, we were talking about school lunch programs and diet. And Bill, I hope, does that sound weird when I say be careful of whole wheat and certain vegetables?
Well, not to me.
I don't want to sound too strict, you know.
When you consider our diet in the United States, Ben, I mean, any caution like that seems to make sense because for instance, at the fine broadcast facility we work at here in California today, I walked in this morning and there were two boxes of donuts.
Well, yeah, I mean
that's how we start some of our days.
Right, certainly carrot sticks are better than donuts. But the point I wanted to make is perhaps the biggest problem in terms of our diets in this country is excess ingestion of sugar. Now, sugar comes in many guises. Honey is sugar, for example, and a lot of folks feel like, well, if I'm eating honey instead of sugar, I'm doing much better, and perhaps you are, but it's still sugar. Apples, still sugar. Cantaloupe and honeydew and watermelon, still sugar. And certainly carrot sticks and even beets are very high sugar vegetables. And by the way, corn is not a vegetable. Corn is a grain. And speaking of grains, grains are also very high in sugars, and grains can be problem foods as well. The point I want to make is if you're going to replace your Snickers bars with carrot sticks, great. That's awesome. But just recognize that you still could do a little bit better. And also recognize that there's nutritional supplements that you can take that can protect you from some of the negative effects of these foods. For example, Longevity Sweeties, chromium and vanadium is a tremendous way to protect yourself from excess ingestion of sugar. After your carrot sticks, after your fruits, after even your grains, make sure you're taking in a couple of Sweeties tablets or capsules. A couple of Sweeties will go a long way towards protecting you from sugar. The B vitamins are also very important for protecting you from excess ingestion of sugar, particularly vitamin B1 and vitamin B3, thiamine and niacin. But all the B complex, the entire B complex, is important for protecting you from excess ingestion of sugar. So in addition to your Sweeties, if you have carrot sticks or apples or fruit salad, something that should ordinarily be, in large part is good healthy food, but still is going to be high in sugar, make sure you're getting your B vitamins too. Make sure you're getting a teaspoonful or a capful of Ultimate Classic or Tangy Tangerine, which is rich in B vitamins. Also, make sure you're getting your minerals, particularly magnesium and zinc, are very important for helping protect your body from excess sugars. You'll get magnesium in your Osteomag. You'll also find magnesium, of course, in the Ultimate Classic and Tangy Tangerine. You'll get zinc in your Ultimate Multi, and you'll get zinc as well in the Ultimate Classic and Tangy Tangerine. So be wise. Be clever when it comes to nutritional supplementation as it compares to or as it relates to the kind of foods that you're eating. You can eat what you like to eat to a certain extent, keeping down, of course, minimizing some of the bad foods, but make sure you're getting enough nutritional supplements to protect you from some of these excess sugars, some of the sugars that you'll find in foods. When it comes to, by the way, grilling foods, especially grilling meats or grilling proteins, there's lots of nutritional supplements that can protect you from some of the toxic effects of the grill. You know, grilling, we all like grilled meat, right? We all love grilled hamburgers, grilled steaks, grilled fish, grilled shrimp. But did you know, Billy, that grilling can actually produce carcinogenic compounds?
I did know that. You know who told me that?
Who told you that?
Doug.
Yes, that's true. It's a good deal. You can protect yourself from some of those carcinogenic compounds on the grill, again, with good nutritional supplementation, and also using strategic vegetables on your grill, too. We'll talk more about some dietary strategies and take your phone calls and cover some more good pearls of wisdom when we come back from break. 831-685-1080. 831-685-1080. That's your priority line number. 888-379-2552. Toll free. I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs with Bill Graff. You're listening to Dead Doctors Don't Lie on the ZBS Radio Network.
If you're interested in longevity products, listen up.
You've listened to Dr. Wallach help many people on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie talk radio program. You've also heard dozens of testimonials from people who are so pleased that they have actually recorded commercials. If you are convinced that Doc is onto something and want to try these premium quality products for yourself, we can connect you with that distributor if you simply call our special helpline voicemail at 831-429-2244. That's 831-429-2244. Right now, and leave your name and phone number. We'll see to it that the right person calls you back shortly. Remember the phone number, 831-429-2244. Call now and start to feel better. 831-429-2244. Call our special helpline voicemail. That's 831-429-2244.
Today's environment is inundated with increased pollution from chemicals and toxic emissions. Add to the list the breakdown of the ozone layer, and our bodies find it very difficult to stay healthy. Because of this, it's more important than ever to provide our bodies with all the nutrients needed to fight off the effects of a damaged environment. Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest is a step in the right direction. Each bottle of Herbal Rainforest is filled with Majestic Earth plant-derived colloidal minerals along with an assortment of 16 popular herbs like echinacea, alfalfa, dandelion root, and ginkgo biloba. And at $25 a bottle wholesale, you can get a pleasant-tasting, highly absorbable liquid supplement that tastes so good you'll be drinking the fruit-flavored Herbal Rainforest right out of the bottle.
Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest is available by calling your Youngevity distributor today.
Balance your everyday nutritional requirements by giving your body what it needs to keep healthy in a polluted world. Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest
from Youngevity.
Calcium. You hear about it every day. It's a mineral the body absorbs to maintain strong and healthy bones. Unfortunately, too many people believe that you can get all the calcium you need by taking pills comprised mainly of ground-up oyster shells.
Youngevity steps up
with their fantastic line of Majestic Earth plant-derived colloidal mineral products like OsteoFX. Each ounce of the great-tasting, highly absorbable OsteoFX contains more than 100% of the recommended daily value of calcium. Plus, with the vitamin and mineral cofactor suspended in the liquid, you'll be giving your body everything it needs to absorb and store one of the most important minerals for bone and joint health, calcium. And at $36.50 a bottle wholesale, you'll keep your bones strong without breaking your bank account. Give your body what it needs to maintain proper bone density.
Calcium with OsteoFX from Youngevity. To order, call your Youngevity distributor.
And don't forget to ask how you can become a wholesale buyer for free.
This is the ZBS Radio Network.
Okay, we're back on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie show. Pharmacist Ben and Bill Graff sitting in for Doug Winfrey and Dr. Wallach today. 831-685-1080. 831-685-1080. That's your priority line number. Or you can reach us toll free at 888-379-2552. 888-379-2552. I know we got some folks on hold. Before we go to the calls, I wanted to mention real quick, protecting yourself from grilling meats. It's a very important strategy for protecting yourself from certain kinds of cancers. Use onions and garlic and mushrooms on your grill. Use bell peppers on your grill. Use nutrients that come from vegetables on your grill to protect you from some of these carcinogenic compounds. And try not to grill quite as much, not as much of black stuff on your meats or on the food that you're grilling. That black stuff, we call them heterocyclic amines or HCAs, and they have been associated with certain kinds of cancer. So make sure you're using some of these vegetables to protect you from that, and of course, make sure you're taking in your nutritional supplements from Youngevity, especially after you eat. After you do stuff that's bad for you, make sure you do your supplements. Make especially sure you're doing your supplements, okay? All right, so we got a couple calls on hold there. Let's take our first call, and then we'll continue talking about some of this good health stuff.
All right, we want to thank Jordan for hanging on for so long from Salt Lake City, Utah. Jordan, you're on with Pharmacist Ben.
Hey, Jordan.
Hey, Ben, how are you?
Doing good. What's up?
Good. I've had some pretty severe symptoms recently, extreme chest pain radiating to my upper back.
Okay.
I've been analyzed by a cardiologist who assures me that I need to continue paying for his new Porsche. And they've eliminated any heart problems now.
No, you haven't had a heart attack.
No.
Okay.
No, and I'm sure he's disappointed about that. No, he's they've eliminated heart disease. They've eliminated cancer. I've had a medial stenoscopy performed.
Okay.
Where they've taken one of my lymph nodes and have decided that I have sarcoidosis.
Okay. Did they find inflammatory factors? Or?
I'm sorry?
What did they find?
Found some granulomas factors. and small granulomas.
Okay.
And things like that.
All right. Any prior issues with your immune system?
No.
Digestive issues, arthritis, anything like that?
No. As a matter of fact, I've been really quite healthy for a long, long time. So no, I do have an obesity problem.
Okay. Yeah. Any diabetes? Any issues with diabetes?
No, not yet.
And are you overweight, or are you literally? Yes. Are you exaggerating when you say you're obese, or you're literally?
Like, no, okay. I'm 350 pounds.
Okay, you're a big guy.
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, first and foremost, you're going to need to lose some of that weight. I suspect that you do have some insulin problems. Even if you don't, even if you have not been diagnosed with diabetes, it's very difficult to be that much overweight and not have some issues around insulin. How's your blood pressure, by the way?
It's been real high from all the stress of this, but normally it's just barely on the high range.
Really? Yeah. Even when you were overweight, even being overweight, you didn't have any issues with your blood pressure?
Yeah, you know, I work out regularly, keep my alcohol content really low, and it's a fight that I fought my whole life trying to get my weight down.
Now, are you overweight because, I'm sure some of it's body fat, but is there a lot of muscle on you too?
Well, not as much as there used to be, I'm sure, but yeah.
Do you ever have like a body fat percentage done?
Or
can you estimate?
No.
Okay.
No, not that I can remember. I think actually yes in the past, but I don't remember what
okay.
it was.
All right. Have you been an athlete in the past kind of thing?
Uh-huh.
Okay. So you think it's like 20%, 30% body fat in that range?
No, I think it's closer to 40%.
Okay. Got it. Got to lose that body fat.
Yeah.
Okay. That's really the key right there.
Sure.
You may want to try like for emergencies for reducing body fat. Slender FX is great. But the problem is, I'm sure you're not necessarily, I don't think you're, it's probably not because you're eating a lot, although you may be eating a lot.
No, it's really not.
It's more metabolic. So the Slender FX may help you a little bit, but really what we're going to want to do is we're going to want to control your insulin. And there's several ways to do that, and there's several benefits also. Not only will you lose weight, but you'll also, your blood pressure will drop, and your blood fats will drop as well. So stick with us through the break, Jordan, and we'll cover how you can lose some of that weight, how you can reduce your blood pressure and take care of your blood fats, and maybe take some of the load off your ticker as well. Okay, you're listening to Dead Doctors Don't Lie. I'm Pharmacist Ben. 831-685-1080 is your priority line number. 888-379-2552. 888-379-2552. Toll free, give us a shout. We want to hear from you. We'll be back with more good health information on the ZBS Radio Network. Later.
Today's environment is inundated with increased pollution from chemicals and toxic emissions. Add to the list the breakdown of the ozone layer, and our bodies find it very difficult to stay healthy. Because of this, it's more important than ever to provide our bodies with all the nutrients needed to fight off the effects of a damaged environment. Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest is a step in the right direction. Each bottle of Herbal Rainforest is filled with Majestic Earth plant-derived colloidal minerals along with an assortment of 16 popular herbs like echinacea, alfalfa, dandelion root, and ginkgo biloba. And at $25 a bottle wholesale, you can get a pleasant-tasting, highly absorbable liquid supplement that tastes so good you'll be drinking the fruit-flavored Herbal Rainforest right out of the bottle.
Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest is available by calling your Youngevity distributor today.
Balance your everyday nutritional requirements by giving your body what it needs to keep healthy in a polluted world. Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest
from Youngevity. If you're interested in Youngevity products, listen up.
You've listened to Dr. Wallach help many people on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie talk radio program. You've also heard dozens of testimonials from people who are so pleased that they have actually recorded commercials. If you are convinced that Doc onto something and want to try these premium quality products for yourself, we can connect you with that distributor if you simply call our special helpline voicemail at 831-429-2244. That's 831-429-2244. Right now, and leave your name and phone number. We'll see to it that the right person calls you back shortly. Remember the phone number, 831-429-2244. Call now and start to feel better. 831-429-2244. Call.
And welcome back to the Dead Doctors Don't Lie program. 831-685-1080 is your priority line number. 888-379-2552, toll free. 888-379-2552. If you've got questions about health or nutrition, or if you have a testimonial or success story how nutritional supplements have helped you, how the Youngevity line of nutritional supplements have made a difference in you or your friends or your family's life, we want to hear from you too. That's 888-379-2552, toll free, or 831-685-1080. We're talking to Jordan in Salt Lake City. There, buddy?
I am.
Okay. So, first of all, do you understand the concept of insulin and weight? Insulin is the elevated insulin is the number one reason why people have weight problems.
Yeah.
It's very difficult to have a weight problem without having elevated insulin. And by the way, as we get older, our insulin levels naturally rise. And as we get older, we typically will start to gain weight. We'll also typically have problems with blood pressure and typically also have problems with blood fats and blood cholesterol. All of this is related to insulin. So lowering your insulin and then strengthening your insulin are two of the most important health and longevity strategies you could ever incorporate into your daily regime. As you may suspect, using nutritional supplements is a very, very easy and important part of lowering insulin. So we talked earlier about sweeties. I'm not sure if you're on that, but after every meal, you want to take two or three of those sweeties. You also want to make sure you're getting enough magnesium and zinc. OsteoMag is a great source of magnesium. And then also,
how much of the magnesium and zinc?
You want to take about 2,000 to 3,000 milligrams a day of magnesium and around 50 milligrams a day of zinc. In fact, you don't want to take really a lot more than 50 milligrams, and you certainly don't want to take less than 50 milligrams of zinc a day. You also want to make sure you're getting all your B vitamins. The good thing about the B vitamins is you don't have to worry about how much you're taking on the B vitamins. Just gobble them down. Guzzle them down in terms of the Ultimate Classic and Tangy Tangerine. You'll find them in a lot of the products. One of the neat things about the Nature's Way product, and the BioLumen products is not only do you get protein, but you also get all your B vitamins. Taking in protein is a great, great strategy for naturally lowering your insulin in the sense that when you eat more protein, you'll be eating less insulin-spiking foods, namely bread and pasta and potatoes and cereal and fruits and sugars. And that's really a very, very important part of lowering your insulin is upping your protein, lowering your refined carbohydrates. So the Nature's Way and the BioLumen and Living Essence will get you that protein that will naturally help you reduce your carbohydrate load, and you'll get the benefit of getting your B vitamins. You'll also get other great things, especially that BioLumen Living Essence and Nightly Essence are wonderful, wonderful all-around meal replacement nutritional supplements. So do that two or three times a day. And then last but certainly not least is your essential fats. Essential fats are really neat in the sense that they won't touch your insulin, but they will protect it. So making sure that you're getting your Ultimate EFA plus E is also very important. I'd be taking 3 capsules of that 3 times a day. In other words, 9 capsules a day or so. And then you may want to throw in some digestive enzymes. Now, you said you had no digestive problems, so I'm assuming that you don't feel uncomfortable after foods. If you do find that you're starting to supplement with some of these and you feel uncomfortable or you feel a little bloated, that's a sign that you have a digestive problem and you're not absorbing. A lot of times we take in our supplements, but we don't necessarily absorb them. If that is the case, then you're going to want to throw in your Ultimate Enzymes. And the Ultimate Enzymes not only help you with your digestion, but they'll also help you extract nutrients from foods so that not only will they eliminate any discomfort that you may have from upping your protein, for example, but they will also help you extract nutrients and absorb nutrients. So that you'll also find that you're being nutriated not only because you're taking in nutrients, but also because you're absorbing them too. I know that's a lot of good stuff. That's a lot of information. But you know, you'll find that even if you do a small amount of that, that you should be feeling better. And the upshot is not only will you lose weight, not only will your blood pressure drop and your blood fats will improve, but you'll also be getting better nutrition and also ultimately improving your longevity. Okay?
Well, I'm doing all of those things now, almost all, except for I could increase my magnesium intake.
You're doing 9 capsules of the essential fats?
You know, I'm doing 5 capsules.
Double it,
buddy. I will up my...
Maybe you're not absorbing, though. You may be having some absorption issues. If you are taking in all of those things and you're finding that your health is not improving, then you have a couple of options. There's a couple things for you to do. Increase and see if you notice a difference. If you increase all of everything that we just said and you notice a difference, then chances are you weren't absorbing. Or you weren't getting as much as you needed. If you increase and you don't notice a difference, then I would start to throw in some of those digestive aids, the digestive enzymes, and also, by the way, the probiotics, the Flora FX is another good digestive aid. Because remember, Jordan, and for all our listeners as well, it's not just what you put in your body, it's what you absorb. If you find you're taking in supplements that you should be noticing a difference with, if you find, for example, you're taking in your fats and you're not noticing a difference in your skin or you're not noticing a difference in your blood sugar, you can pretty much rest assured that you're having some kind of absorption issue, and that is really not uncommon. In fact, more people than not have issues around absorption. So again, it's not just what you take in, it's what you absorb. So try increasing your doses on all those, and then also throw in some of those digestive aids, those absorption aids, okay?
Any suggestion on the sarcoid on how to treat that?
You know,
short of prednisone?
No, I wouldn't mess around with prednisone. If you're going to take anti-inflammatory, if you're going to ingest anti-inflammatories, prednisone is only for emergencies. If you want a more gentle anti-inflammatory, your digestive enzymes are great non-toxic anti-inflammatory. Also, vitamin E is a very nice anti-inflammatory, a non-toxic anti-inflammatory. And then your omega-3 fats from your essential fatty acids. So, again, it's really a matter of making sure that you're getting your nutritional supplements. I would stay away from prednisone or any steroid unless you're in a life-or-death situation. Okay? Thanks, Jordan. Thanks for calling from Salt Lake City, and I hope we helped out. And that's really, Bill, that's a very important point that I want to stress. Prescription drugs should be used as a last resort. And I'm a pharmacist. I've studied prescription drugs. I've dispensed my share of prescription drugs. And let me tell you something. If you need a prescription drug, then you need a prescription drug. But very often, what we treat with prescription drugs can be treated using non-prescription, non-toxic means, specifically nutrition and nutritional supplementation.
This is one of the most fascinating things about doing a show with you that most people I think listening don't really get or understand, the fact that you are a trained compounding pharmacist.
Right. Absolutely.
Not just a regular pharmacist, but a guy who can like mix drugs together.
That's exactly right.
And you still say
exactly
that these
last resort, bad things to do, which I find fascinating. You know, thank the Lord, praise the Lord, we have these prescription drugs because there are times emergency conditions when you need them, but they should only be used when you've exhausted all other possibilities. And after prescription drugs are used, then you try going to surgery. In other words, what passes for routine conventional orthodox medicine should really be alternative medicine. And what we call alternative medicine should be the medicine of first resort. First resort nutrition. Always, doctors are trained to do no harm. And that's the first thing that you want to do, is you want to treat the body using the most harmless methods possible. And that's always going to be nutrition, dietary strategies, lifestyle strategies. Then you can go into your prescription drugs. Last resort, you go into your surgeries. But unfortunately, the way we treat our patients today, it's the exact opposite. Surgery and prescription drugs are first, and then what we call what should be the mainline course of therapy, nutrition and sometimes herbal medicine, is considered alternative medicine. I don't know how, well, I do know how that happened, but it shouldn't be. And that's why we're here on this program, to help you understand all of that. Okay, so you want to talk about cigarettes.
Yeah, we're just about ready for break time, so I'll bring that up in just a minute. But I want you to think about skin and nicotine.
Okay.
All right?
You know what? They go together, unfortunately, skin and nicotine. And I can always tell somebody's a cigarette smoker. As a skincare professional, I can always tell if somebody's a cigarette smoker by looking at their skin. Talked about skin at the beginning of the program, and I didn't mention that one of the most dangerous things you could do for your skin, and one of the most age-inducing lifestyle strategies for your skin, is to smoke cigarettes. We'll talk about that when we come back from break. I'm Pharmacist Ben, along with Bill Graff, and you're listening to Dead Doctors Don't Lie. 831-685-1080 is your priority line number, 831-685-1080. Or 888-379-2552, 888-379-2552. We're coming back right after this, and you should too.
Now there's a delicious, nutritious way to eat on the run. With a convenient little nutrition bar that actually tastes good and is good for you. It's now available from Youngevity. Nature's Way Nutrition Bar is a satisfying low-carbohydrate bar packed with nutrients and covered with a great-tasting rich chocolate. This flavorable snack makes a perfect travel companion. Ready to boost your energy level and satisfy an attack of the munchies? while providing protein, vitamins, minerals, and fiber. It's ready to eat when hunger strikes, but there's no time to stop for a meal. And it has only 140 calories per bar. So it makes healthy sense to have a supply of Nature's Way nutrition bars with you. Whether juggling a busy schedule or just relaxing, enjoy the fun snack that's also good for you. That's Youngevity's Delicious Nutrition Bar. And don't forget to ask your Youngevity representative about home-based business opportunities.
It's 6 a.m., time to get up and face the day. What's that? You slept for 8 hours, but it feels like you only got two?
Need coffee.
Do you find yourself drinking a pot of coffee before getting to work because you just can't seem to wake up?
Where's the filters?
Is your idea of breakfast some donuts and even more coffee to wash it down?
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
Sounds like what you need to boost your energy levels is the Pig Pack from Youngevity. Each pack contains 2 bottles of Majestic Earth plant-derived minerals, 2 bottles of Ultimate Tangy Tangerine, 1 bottle of EFAs, and 1 bottle of Ultimate Glucose Gel. You can feed your body every nutrient it needs for about $4.50 a day. And that's not sugarcoating it. Why wake up dragging your feet? Feel better at both ends of the day with Youngevity. To order, call your local Youngevity distributor today.
If you're interested in Youngevity products, listen up.
You've listened to Dr. Wallach help many people on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie talk radio program. You've also heard dozens of testimonials from people who are so pleased that they have actually recorded commercials. If you are convinced that Doc onto something and want to try these premium quality products for yourself, we can connect you with that distributor if you simply call our special helpline voicemail at 831-429-2244. That's 831-429-2244. Right now, and leave your name and phone number. We'll see to it that the right person calls you back shortly. Remember the phone number, 831-429-2244. Call now and start to feel better. 831-429-2244. 44. Call our special helpline voicemail. That's 831-429-2244.
Alrighty, we're back on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie program. I'm Pharmacist Ben, along with Bill Graff, sitting in Stafford. Dr. Wallach, 831-685-1080. 831-685-1080 is your priority line number. 888-379-2552, toll free. We were going to talk a little bit about nicotine, Bill.
And yes.
I know that the cigarette companies have been doing some nasty things to cigarettes lately.
Well, they're denying this, but here's the basic idea. Over the last 10 years or so, the amount of measurable nicotine in the standard cigarette has risen by 11%.
Not nice.
Perpetuating a tobacco pandemic that makes it harder for smokers to quit, according to a Harvard study.
That's terrible.
They all deny the fact that they're adding anything to the cigarettes. But I thought I'd bring it up because I know, like you said, as we went into the break, that
it's one of the worst things, if not the single worst thing that you could do to your skin.
Yeah, to your skin.
Is smoke cigarettes. You can always tell somebody's been a long-term smoker or even a short-term smoker because you can see little lines forming on the top of their lips. That's due to vitamin C problems. Cigarettes will deplete your body of vitamin C. And then you can see a sort of sallowness or yellowish color to the skin. But if you are a smoker and you're worried about your skin, once again, nutritional supplementation can really help out. Not that it's going to completely take care of the problem, but it will minimize some of the damage. After you smoke a cigarette, you lose about 25 milligrams of vitamin C for every cigarette. If you're smoking a pack, 20 cigarettes in a pack, you're losing a good dose of vitamin C, 500 milligrams or so, and if you're not intaking it on a regular basis, you can really start to show some of the signs of vitamin C deficiency, if not full-blown vitamin C deficiency, then some of the more subtle signs. In fact, heart attacks from cigarette smoking may be caused by vitamin C deficiency. So you've got to make sure that you're ingesting enough vitamin C if you're smoking high doses of it, and especially in its liquid form, like in the Ultimate Classic or Tangy
right.
Tangerine. If you're a smoker, do a capful of Tangy Tangerine a couple times a day or throughout the day after cigarettes especially to make sure that you're replacing some of those nutrients. You also want to make sure that you're protecting yourself. Vitamin E is very important for protecting the cells of the lungs especially, by the way, from cigarette smoke. A lot of the problems, Bill, from cigarettes is not necessarily related to the nicotine, although the nicotine keeps you going on the
cigarette. Peripheral stuff that's causing the problems.
It's the tars and the smoke, exactly.
Hey, Ben, we've got a call. Let's try to get to it before
we go
away today. So Rhonda is calling us from Russellville, Arkansas. You're on
What's
with
up, Rhonda?
Ben.
Hi.
Hi there.
I was just interested in your thoughts on bioidentical hormones. I had a hysterectomy about 15 months ago and been on the traditional estrogen that they place you on, but I've been doing a lot of reading on this.
Yeah, you've been taking estradiol or estrone or estriol?
Estratest. I've just changed to that. Uh-huh.
Okay, that's not quite bioidentical. They put a little male hormone in there, too, testosterone. So, in other words, you're not having it made for you. You're taking the pre-made.
It's a traditional hormone that the doctors give you, but I'm researching on the bioidenticals and would like to change to that.
Okay. Well, they're better for you, certainly. The problem with bioidentical hormones is there's really no such thing as bioidentical hormones because every minute, in fact, every second of the day, your body has a different set of hormones going on. So it's hard to really take the correct proportion of hormones that you need. They're better in the sense that they're not horse hormones, which a lot of hormones, unfortunately, are. They come from horses or other animals, or they're derived synthetically, they're made synthetically. So they're a little bit better, but to say bioidentical is just misleading because you don't really have the same hormone balance at any given moment of the day, at any given moment of any given time of the month, any given time of the year. Your hormones are constantly fluctuating. So it's really difficult to take a hormone orally and expect it to replace your natural hormone balance. And so I find the term bioidentical a bit troubling. Does that make sense to you, ma'am?
Yes.
Okay. The reason they call it bioidentical is because of the 25 or so different estrogens, and you should bear in mind there's no such thing as estrogen. There's a family of compounds that are called estrogens, and you have about 25 or so in your body, 25 estrogen compounds in your body. Of those 25, the three main ones are referred to as estrone, estradiol, and estriol. And your bioidentical hormones are really those three main estrogen hormones in the body. They all have different roles to play, and they have to be taken in the correct proportion. That's all we have time for today. As always, it's great being here with you, sitting in for Dr. Wallach. Hope we helped you out. We talked about lots of good stuff, about skin, about some of the toxins we put in our body, bioidentical hormones. For Doug Winfrey, for Bill Graff, for Dr. Wallach, for all the folks at the ZBS Radio Network, I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs. Remember, as always, good nutrition is good medicine. Take care, everybody. Have an awesome, wonderful, beautiful day. We'll talk to you all later. Bye for now.
Dead Doctors Don't Lie, the talk radio program, is a copyrighted production of the ZBS Radio Network. Broadcast of all or part of this program by any station without a valid license from ZBS Radio Associates will result in civil liability for and criminal prosecution of that station under applicable United States federal copyright laws. Broadcast licenses may be obtained by calling the ZBS Radio Network at 831-477-1999.